he's been a successful investment banker and sailor, but it's his charity work that's shone through. The largely unknown Simon McKeon has been awarded the Top Australia Day honour for 2011, the Australian of the Year. The solo sailor Jessica Watson won the Young Australian of the Year, with the former Sydney Law Dean Ron McCallum honoured as the Senior Australian of the Year. The Local Hero Award went to a man whose work in his own backyard has saved hundreds of lives. From Canberra, Samantha Hawley reports.
At an Australia Day Eve concert in Canberra, the Prime Minister Julia Gillard announced the winner. The largely unknown Melbourne man, Simon McKeon, has been a successful investment banker and now has a part-time role as Executive Chairman at Macquarie Group and is Chairman of the CSIRO. He devotes the rest of his time to social causes. He suffers from MS, is on the World Vision Board and has been described as a leading social entrepreneur. He's been awarded for his lifelong support of charities.
I'm really hoping that I can inspire as many Australians as I can just to get involved in their cause, to support the community sector, the non-for-profit sector.
62-year-old Ron McCallum, a former Dean of Law at the University of Sydney, took out the gong for Senior Australian of the Year. Blind since birth, he's been honoured as an equal rights campaigner.
My main aim will be to change people's attitudes, to make Australia more inclusive, to ask my fellow Australians to think more carefully about we persons with disabilities and other minority groups.
At the other end of the scale, solo world sailor Jessica Watson was honoured as the Young Australian of the Year.
I do want to keep pushing that really simple message that you've got to dream big and you've got to take that first step to make it happen.
But it was Donald Ritchie's story that fascinated the most. The 84-year-old received Australia's Local Hero title for his work in suicide prevention. He lives by the ocean cliff in Sydney, dubbed The Gap, a notorious suicide spot. He's spent 45 years convincing people not to jump.
What are you doing there? Why don't you come over to our place across the road and have a cup of tea? You can't just sit there and watch them. I mean, you've got to do something about it. Anybody's like that.
Unofficially, how many lives do you think you have saved?
Well, officially, the police and the council reckon 160.
Unofficially?
It could be anywhere between there and 400. It gives them the chance of changing their mind.
The Australian Local Hero for 2011, Donald Ritchie, ending Samantha Hawley's report. And you can hear an extended interview with the Australian of the Year, Simon McKeon, on local radio at the end of this program.